AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Super Tuesday led to big wins for Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Let's go live to the AP's Jerry Boatlander for the results.
Sandy, multiple victories for several presidential candidates in both parties, but most notably the front runners. Hillary Clinton is the big winner, winning 7 contests, once again getting the lion's share of the African American vote as she swept contests in the South.
We're going to work for every vote, and we will need all of you to keep volunteering, contributing, doing everything you can, talking to your friends and neighbors.
Donald Trump won 6 states and said he is expanding the GOP and will bring it together.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me, I am a unifier.
But Clinton and Trump weren't the only winners. Bernie Sanders won 4 states, Vermont, Minnesota, Colorado, and Oklahoma. And Ted Cruz won the state he had to win.
Thank you, Texas.
He also won neighboring Oklahoma. And Marco Rubio won his first contest, the caucuses in Minnesota, and he continued to hammer away at Donald Trump.
What's at stake, my friends, is not just the future of America, but also the future of the conservative movement.
One GOP contest still outstanding is Vermont, where Trump holds a lead of just a few hundred votes over John Kasich. Sandy?
Thanks, Jerry. Astronaut Scott Kelly is back on Earth following an unprecedented year-long mission in space. NASA commentator Dan Hewitt watched the landing in Baran, Kazakhstan from the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
11:26 p.m. Eastern Time. So the one-year crew returning from whence it began in Kazakhstan 340 days ago. Scott Kelly, Mikhail Kornienko back on Earth.
And recovery teams have just pulled him from the capsule. He's smiling. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has been meeting with Senate leaders on his upcoming Supreme Court nomination.
Returning to the Capitol from the Oval Office session, GOP leader Mitch McConnell said he made clear to the president there'll be no hearings and no vote.
This is going to be decided by the American people, and the next president, whoever that may be, will fill this vacancy.
Democratic leader Harry Reid observed, I guess they're waiting for President Trump. Meantime, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama hasn't given up hope.
They will change their mind if they do, based on an appeal to their constitutional duties.
Duties, he says, include giving advice and consent on this president's choice, even if it's an election year. Mark Smith at the White House.
Asian stocks jumped Wednesday after encouraging signs of strength in the U.S. economy sent shares higher on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials jumped 349 points, or 2%, to 16,865. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.